8 times Democrats essentially admitted Biden's immigration crisis is a problem. By Hannah Blow Knutson on December 23, 2023. While Democrats long accused former President Donald Trump of being hostile toward illegal immigration with his policies to secure the border, from building the wall to ending catch and release and embracing Remain in Mexico, they appear to be realizing, although they do not always admit it overtly, that they had it good under Trump as they now beg for help to navigate the migrant crisis under Democrat President Joe Biden. Here are prime examples of Democrats finding themselves in a mess and sometimes begging for help to deal with the migrant crisis this year under Biden's leadership. 1. New York City Mayor Eric Adams. This year, New York City Mayor Eric Adams, D, admitted that illegal immigration is not sustainable, asserting that the Big Apple is running out of room as illegal immigrants continue to seek refuge in the Blue Sanctuary City. In October, Adams said nearly 127,000 border crossers and illegal aliens have arrived in New York City since the spring of 2022. Watch, migrants waiting for entry to Roosevelt Hotel. He warned in September that illegal immigration would destroy New York City. Let me tell you something, New Yorkers, never in my life have I had a problem that I did not see an ending to. I don't see an ending to this. I don't see an ending to this. This issue will destroy New York City. Destroy New York City. We're getting 10,000 migrants a month, Adams said. He has since called on New Yorkers to mobilize against Biden if they want to stop the budget cuts caused by his flood of destitute migrants, as Breitbart News detailed. As Americans, we should go to our center of government and raise our voices when we believe the government is not responding accordingly, Adams said. I'm saying to New Yorkers, you are angry and I'm angry. And the source of our discontent lies in D.C. and we need to mobilize and rally and go to D.C. and say to the national government, this is not fair what's happening to New York City. He exclaimed. This is a drastic shift in tone from Adams' attitude in 2022 when he welcomed buses of migrants to his city and expressed his pride in being a shelter state. 2. Dozens of NYC Democrats. Over the summer, over 50 New York City Democrats pled with Biden to declare a state of emergency due to the wave of migrants in their respective sanctuary cities and hand over billions in aid and federal tax dollars to deal with the issue. 3. Governor Kathy Hochul, DNY. In August, the Democrat governor of New York begged Biden for a bailout to deal with the migrant crisis in her state, essentially admitting that it is, in fact, a major problem. For over a year, I have called for federal assistance and support for New York as we manage the unprecedented number of asylum seekers arriving in our state, she said, adding that New York cannot continue to do this on its own. It is past time for President Biden to take action and provide New York with the aid needed to continue managing this ongoing crisis, she added. 4. Black residents sue Chicago Mayor Brandon Johnson. The migrant crisis in Chicago, one of the five cities that has begged the administration for further assistance, has residents suing Democrat Chicago Mayor Brandon Johnson over what Breitbart News previously described as the construction of his massive tent city for illegal border crossers, but not before state authorities shut construction down over a report that the site may be a toxic landfill. As Breitbart News detailed, Mayor Brandon Johnson's plans to build a tent encampment for up to 1,400 illegal aliens has been under fire since it was first proposed, and residents quickly organized to oppose the plan to put hundreds of illegal immigrants right in the middle of their neighborhood without so much as a community meeting or a discussion with their aldermen. However, Johnson remains indignant, recently blaming Republican Texas Governor Greg Abbott for Biden's border crisis following the death of a migrant child in his city. 5. Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker. While Johnson remains obstinate, Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker, a fellow Democrat, has referred to the migrant crisis as untenable and has asked the Biden administration to intervene. Unfortunately, the welcome and aid Illinois has been providing to these asylum seekers has not been matched with support by the federal government, Pritzker said in a letter to Biden. Most critically, the federal government's lack of intervention and coordination at the border has created an untenable situation for Illinois, he stated, although he also inexplicably blasted Texas Governor Abbott as well for busing migrants out of his state to sanctuary areas. 6. Denver's Democrat Mayor Mike Johnston and the Denver Archdiocese. The migrant crisis in Denver is so bad that the Mile High City's Democrat mayor opted to team up with the Catholic Church to house migrants in the city. According to the Denver Gazette, the city has seen 32,465 migrants arrive at a cost of $35 million to date. And by this month, some 3,600 illegals are being sheltered by the taxpayers, as Breitbart News detailed. 7. Arizona Governor Katie Hobbs. The Democrat governor is among the latest to admit that illegal immigration is a problem, asking Biden to reimburse the Grand Canyon state for over $512 million in costs associated with illegal immigration. A press release from the governor's office added that Hobbs also billed the federal government for $512,529,333 in reimbursements for ongoing border operations resulting from the federal government's failure to secure the Arizona border. Moving forward, the state will regularly seek reimbursement from the federal government, the release stated. 8. Mayors of five cities beg for assistance. Last month, mayors of five blue cities, Chicago, Denver, Houston, Los Angeles, and New York, begged for a meeting with President Biden as they want federal assistance to deal with the migrant crisis in their cities. According to the Associated Press, city officials have been attempting to deal with the flood of migrants in the city with what the outlet described as little to no coordination, support or resources from his, Biden's, administration. In the letter, the mayors expressed appreciation for the $1.4 billion in proposed aid. However, the group requested $5 billion to help with the problem, as Breitbart News reported.